Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumber with Power Systems Design. Nuclear fusion, the power of the sun. We've been tinkering with the idea for nearly a century, and in fact, we've been working towards fusion reactors since the 1940s, round about the same time as the Manhattan Project, take that as you will, though as of yet, we haven't reached net power. But Type 1 Energy feels they're right on the verge of a breakthrough. The company just produced the first formal design review for Infinity 2, an advanced stellarator fusion power plant concept, and by the mid-2030s, it could be providing up to 350 megawatts of electricity to the grid. And on the line to discuss this is Chris Mowry, CEO of Type 1 Energy. So, Chris, thanks for joining us, and can you give us the executive overview of Type 1 Energy?
Yeah, absolutely, Jason. Thanks for having me on this. It's pretty simple. Type 1 Energy was formed around the thesis that today you could actually develop a power plant design that would allow you to take a direct shot on goal at commercializing fusion energy. And that is something that is unique to where we are today in the journey to commercializing fusion.
Okay, now why haven't we achieved net power for fusion power plants in over eight decades?
Well, you know, the idea behind fusion at some level is pretty simple, right? You recreate the conditions at the center of a star, and under those conditions, the two lightest atoms in the universe, hydrogen, fuse to form helium and release an absolutely immense amount of power. It is the most powerful form of energy in the universe. But the physics underlying this process is extremely complicated. And really, it's taken the advent of modern supercomputers to actually be able to properly simulate and model this process with enough fidelity that you could actually design machines that would make this work here on Earth. And so that's really the threshold that we've crossed as an industry in the past decade, I would say.
Right. Now, let's talk specifics. What makes Infinity 2, you know, so different from all the designs and concepts that preceded it?
Well, what is unique about Infinity 2 is that we have set out from the onset to architect a fusion power plant that could be designed using existing technologies and existing materials. So we basically are telling ourselves that this cannot be a science project. We cannot get into doing more fundamental research, but rather utilizing, repurposing, and basically putting together the various technology aspects that exist today in order to design a first generation fusion power plant. So this really is an effort at engineering and not at science. We believe that the fundamentals necessary to actually go design and build a commercially viable fusion power plant exists today. It's a very tightly constrained problem, but we feel like we cracked the code on that, and you know, we've taken the first major steps to actually designing a fusion power plant on that premise.
No, that's definitely some great news, but could you explain the formal design review process in greater detail?
Yeah, well, actually, foundational to all of this is actually the science or physics basis for the fusion power plant. And this is something that we focused on at the very beginning, because, again, that's part of the thesis of the company, that you could actually properly model the fusion process that we would use in our technology approach with sufficient fidelity that we could actually, from that, derive an actual design. So this is something that we worked on very hard for the past several years, and the results of that were really published in the journal Plasma Physics in a series of seven peer-reviewed papers that came out earlier this year and really laid out for the first time a completely comprehensive and unified physics basis for an implementable fusion power plant. And this is something that actually the journal put out a press release stating that, you know, this really set the gold standard for the foundation for an actual practical fusion power plant. So that's underlying the design of our fusion power plant is really this physics basis. And that in of itself is a very rigorous process, a very detailed process that made use of, frankly, the fastest supercomputers in the world. You know, Type 1 Energy has uniquely been able to get access to, among other things, the fastest supercomputers in the Department of Energy's network at Oak Ridge National Lab, the Frontier and the Summit machine. And with that, we've really been able to do something that nobody's done before, right, which is really develop this comprehensive unified physics basis. And on top of that, now using that as a foundation, we have started the process of actually designing a commercially viable fusion power plant that, again, only makes use of existing materials and technologies, things that are extendable from what people know how to do today. And so we've worked with a number of partners around the world. We're a very partner-rich organization and really took the first major step here in the design process. And that culminated in an actual first outline of what this fusion power plant was going to be like. And then you undergo a pretty standard formal design review process that includes all the key leaders from an engineering perspective inside the company responsible for all the different systems. And then we convene a formal meeting where all of these systems are reviewed. And this review process also includes outside experts. And for us, we brought in outside expertise from Westinghouse. You know, they are one of the premier nuclear engineering firms around the world, and also the Princeton Plasma Physics Lab. So we wanted to make sure that we had external review and pressure testing, if you will, of the actual design process.
All right, Chris. Now, before I let you go, now that the design review process is over, what are the next steps for Infinity 2, and when are you hoping to have it operational?
Well, so we've got to finish the design, right? We've just taken the first step of the process here. This is a multi-year process that currently we're projecting to have done around the end of 2028, 2029 timeframe. You got to realize it's a real power plant, and these are very complicated. Isn't just a fusion power plant would take this amount of time to design, but it's really consistent with what we're trying to do here, which is a grid-scale, commercially viable power plant. So this is a process that will take several years. And in parallel with that, we are building a subscale version of Infinity 2 called Infinity 1 that we will, at the very end, when we complete the design, basically turn on this subscale version of the actual fusion machine and verify by test that it operates as designed. We'll use the same design process that we use for Infinity 2. And frankly, the expectation is we don't learn anything other than actually we know how to design a fusion power plant. And at that point, you know, we're really in a position for our first customers to actually put a shovel in the ground and begin building the first generation of these fusion power plants. And you know, that process is, you know, probably nominally a 4-year plus or minus time length. And so, you know, really depends on, of course, the end customers. They're going to be responsible for building and operating this, how quickly they proceed with the actual construction and process itself. But certainly, at the pace we're moving, we would expect to have these first generation fusion power plants online in the mid-2030s.
Excellent. Well, thanks, Chris. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.